KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's clear and 3 degrees above zero in Atlantic after an overnight low of 2 degrees, and we look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 25. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters where you can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. Police in Red Oak say one person was arrested early Sunday afternoon on a burglary charge. 21-year-old Cody Keene Blystone of Red Oak faces a charge of third-degree burglary. Blystone was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. Officials say Blystone was also arrested Saturday on possession of drug paraphernalia, interference with official acts, and possession of stolen property charges. News time is 7:07.
Pardon our mess, but we're getting close. This is Josh from Rex Pharmacy. Work is progressing, and much of the work is complete. The pharmacy is now functioning fully in its new location, and cellular is back where it belongs. There's still more to do, and we appreciate your patience, but we're excited about all the improvements we're bringing, all in order to serve you better. In the meantime, we'd love to have you stop by, because the one thing that won't change is our service to you at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. You can watch our progress on Facebook.
When you're in a hurry, or even when you're not for that matter, standing in line or waiting for your prescription can be frustrating. But if you choose Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you'll get the level of service you're looking for. Maybe you need your prescription filled in 10 minutes, or you have questions for the pharmacist. All of our pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer questions you may have. Fast prescription service. I sure like the sound of that. When you're in a hurry and need a prescription, let us take care of you. This is Matt. Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
The City of Atlantic's Board of Adjustment is slated to meet within about another 20 minutes or so at City Hall, and during that 7:30 a.m. session, the board will hold a public hearing with regard to an application for a variance from Tony Sunderman on behalf of Dale and Cheryl Sunderman. If eventually approved, the variance would allow for the construction of an addition to a structure at 211 East 11th Street that would otherwise not conform to the rear yard setback requirements as spelled out in the city's zoning ordinance. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold another special session to hear departmental budget requests during their meeting at the courthouse in Greenfield this morning at 9:30. The board will receive fiscal year 2014 budgetary requests from the Veterans Affairs, Recorder, and Treasurer's offices and the County Custodian with regard to General Services and E911 budget requests. A session held last Friday morning saw additional departmental budget requests presented before the Adair County Supervisors, whose next regular session takes place Wednesday morning. Nebraska's Omaha Tribe has reopened its flood-damaged Iowa casino under a new name and with plans for a new building. The Blackbird Bend Casino greeted old and new customers when it reopened its doors Saturday. It was known as Casino Omaha when it was shut down by the Missouri River flooding in June of 2011. Blackbird Bend is temporarily located in the old restaurant of Casino Omaha. A new building will be built just southeast of the old casino and will be built 6 feet higher in case of future flooding. The new casino will have more than 150 employees. Construction is scheduled to begin in March and will take about 13 months. The casino is situated near Onawa, located between Omaha and Sioux City. Also in the news this morning, Sioux City police are trying to determine why a vehicle crashed into a creek early Sunday morning and killed three of the five people inside. The vehicle crossed a residential yard and crashed into Perry Creek shortly after 3 a.m. Neighbors say they awoke to a loud scraping sound and then a bang. Police say the vehicle landed upside down and was partially submerged in the creek. Two of the occupants climbed out of the creek on their own. The other three passengers in the vehicle were pulled out by rescuers. Those three all died later, but they weren't immediately identified. Neighbor Beth Bowman said that many prayers while she watched emergency workers tried to help the people in that vehicle. And one train has been involved in crashes with two motor vehicles just minutes apart in northern Iowa. Authorities say the first accident occurred around 12:15 p.m. Sunday at a crossing in downtown Rudd. The driver of the vehicle hit the train and then fled the scene. A few minutes after the train left the scene of the first crash, it was hit by a car that failed to stop at a crossing about a mile west of Rudd. The car spun into a ditch, and rescuers used a pry tool to free the two men inside the wrecked vehicle. They were sent to a Mason City hospital for treatment and then released. News time is 7:11.
The chills, the headaches, the grogginess, the stepped-up sinuses. When cold and flu strike you and your family, you can count on help you'll receive at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. You'll find a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu remedies to offer relief. Plus, if you're on a prescription and need to know how some of these cold and flu remedies will interact with your prescription, all of our Health Mart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources that can recommend the best products for you. This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. Don't let cold and flu season bring you down. Let us take care of you. We want to be your pharmacy.
Pardon our mess, but we're getting close. This is Josh from Rex Pharmacy. Work is progressing, and much of the work is complete. The pharmacy is now functioning fully in its new location, and cellular is back where it belongs. There's still more to do, and we appreciate your patience, but we're excited about all the improvements we're bringing, all in order to serve you better. In the meantime, we'd love to have you stop by, because the one thing that won't change is our service to you at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. You can watch our progress on Facebook.
In the funeral announcements, Harold Mobley, age 89 of Panora, died Wednesday. Services for Harold Mobley will be this morning at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Arthur Vern Davidson, age 78 of Atlantic, died Thursday. Services for Vern Davidson will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Ethel Heckendorf, age 96 of Greenfield, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Ethel Heckendorf will be today at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Paul Volstead, age 76 of Manning, died Friday. Funeral services for Paul Volstead will be today at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Betty Prawl, age 95 of Atlantic, died January 7th at the Heritage House. The visitation for Betty Prawl will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Hazel Fox, age 96 of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died Thursday. Funeral services for Hazel Fox will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Adair Presbyterian Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair is in charge of arrangements. And Clifford Howard Hansen, age 94 of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Clifford Hansen will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.